So getting out of the house, some mornings is easier than others. With our two girls, they get, so they're 2 and 4, if you're just catching up, and, you know, they sleep all right sometimes.
Yeah.
But sometimes they're quite unsettled. And most nights we end up dividing and conquering, and, and one, Carly will go with one and I'll go with the other, and we'll manage it like that. And then when I leave for morning, then I reunite all the girls back in sort of the one bed, and then I go.
You say, deal with that. See ya.
No, I'd like, well, I tiptoe around and I'm shuffling babies and I'm doing all sorts of stuff, right? So so some mornings that works, some mornings it's a little more touch and go. Goldie was quite unsettled this morning, and that was just before I was getting up. So then I sort of had to just extricate myself from the bed without disturbing her, and hopefully not then leaving Kalia with one, or even worse, two unsettled, awake children at 4 a.m. essentially.
Do you drive away and just go,
No, I drive away going, oh God, I just sleep, please sleep. I like look wistfully.
Just turn on Shania Twain and just burl out of the house.
Yeah, wistfully look at the house like, why aren't I in bed? But then I woke up this morning and I realised not only did I have to do that juggle as I do every morning, but I had forgotten to put the bins out. And it's bin day today. And usually I'll get home and most likely the bin, at least one of the bins, if not both bins, has not been collected. And I'm getting home at lunchtime.
Yeah.
So one time after Christmas, I said to Kalia, oh, I've forgotten to do the bins, but don't worry about it. I'll put them out when I get home. And that morning they came at like 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
And Kalia heard them and tried to run the bin out, but it was too late. It's too late, missed the boat. So this morning I had a decision to make. The garage door is right outside the bedroom window where all three girls were now lightly sleeping because they'd all been recently moved. And you go through the garage door, the back of the garage, and then I've got to get the roller door up as well, which is a motorized one, but still it's like squeaky and stuff.
Yeah.
No matter how much WD-40 I use.
Even 4 in the morning.
Yeah. So, and our green bin, we've been tidying up our yard because we've got a birthday party this weekend. Our green bin is heavy as, and it's one of the big ones.
Okay.
And I'm barefoot in my boxes. And I'm like.
In your boxes?
Well, I'm.
Did you do it on the way out?
No, I didn't.
Oh,
no.
My God. I'm going to just add another layer.
I thought if I did it on my way out, I'd forget.
Yeah.
Silky
boxes.
Yeah. So I'm in my HRT Holden Racing with the flames, the satin boxer shorts that I sleep in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lara. And so I was like, how am I going to do this without making any noise? And, you know, they roll. When they roll, heavy bins make a noise. So you're like, can I physically, do you think I could lift this massive
bin? Just put it over your back shoulders and just squat.
Just lift with your legs, Tommy. Lift with your legs. Anyway,
I expect you to do that.
I didn't. I was like, I'm going to have to try and roll it. There's a
lip. Is there gravel anywhere? Or
no,
is it
no
all
gravel.
Okay.
All concrete. But there was a lip in the door. So I'm like trying to get one wheel quietly over, then the next wheel, and then roll it around the car. There's crap everywhere in the garage, and the car's in there as well. So I was like, I'm going to have to turn the light on, make a little path around, parked them outside, just inside the roller door, both of the bins, then went and got ready and just was like, please don't forget. And so then as I was leaving, I popped the roller door, chucked them on the sidewalk and then
Well done. And I'm sure every neighbour hates you.
Yeah. I'm rolling. Sorry, guys.